The voice of Bowen, 95.1 Gem FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen. How is everyone this fine morning? And welcome to What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And what a gorgeous day it is today. Today is the 3rd of July 2026 and it certainly doesn't feel like we're smack bang in the middle of winter, does it? No, it's crazy. When you look at the temperatures down in Brisbane, you can't imagine wearing jumpers at the moment, can you? It's just gorgeous. And for those brave, those who are brave enough, I've seen people swimming. I don't know that I'm brave enough, but I do want to have a go. Get that blood pumping. We might have to start some sort of cold swim group or something like that. I think there was one that used to happen around Bowen, but yeah, let me know if it still does happen. You see them down in Hobart doing it. They go for these incredible icy swims in early in the morning. That's crazy. Anyway, I don't think I'd be doing it early in the morning. It would have to be around lunchtime, I reckon. That's when you've got the most heat in the day, right? Yes. Anyway, as the name suggests, if this is the first time you have tuned into this show, I try to bring you a roundup of what's happening this weekend and the week to come and a bit further beyond so you can plan your time a bit better. If you're new to Bowen or if you're one of the lovely grey nomads that come here every year to enjoy the beautiful weather and gorgeous beaches, lots for you to do. But on the other side, if you have got something that you would like me to mention on this show, by all means, please, I would love to hear from you. I do try to get all my stuff off Facebook. For those of you who don't scour Facebook, I do quite a bit to see what's happening, but I still miss stuff. So if you've got stuff that is happening that you would like the community to know, if you'd like more people to attend some of your functions or events, let me know we would be very happy to announce those here at Gem FM. Anyway, today I was meant to have a special guest, one of my faves, Steph Cora, the director at the Bowen Community Centre. It was her day to come on today because it's the first Friday of the month, but unfortunately she is unable to make it, but I have been in contact with her and hopefully we can catch up in a couple of weeks. Next week I do have the Mayor, Ry Collins, coming on the show. So remember, if you've got any questions that you would like me to ask the Mayor, get them in now. It can be about anything. I can send them to him so he can, if he doesn't know, it's better to send them beforehand so he can prepare just in case he doesn't know the answer off the cuff. So text them in to 0484 510 152. And as you know, I do speak to the Deputy Mayor, John Finlay, as well. So any questions, please, I would love to put it to them. I'm here. I've got them on my show, and what an opportunity to ask the questions and get it straight from the horse's mouth, I say. Why not? Yes, and also that goes for Michelle O'Regan, who is Sergeant Michelle O'Regan from the Bowen Police Station. If you've got any questions that you would like to ask her, text them on in, because she too would be very happy to answer any questions regarding what they do, what the police do in Bowen. If you have any questions regarding, you know, anything along those lines, let me know. I'm very, very happy to pass it on. Okay, the music today. Last week I went back to the 80s because the time that I was growing up, well, it's not even, I was quite old. Like, when you're 18, when you're in your mid-teens to early 20s, that's not young, is it? Like, anyway, that was the music I grew up with in the mid-80s. So that is like 40 years ago. But I have to say, I can't do it all. I can't play it all the time. So today we're going a bit back further in time, and we're going to be playing, well, I'm going to be playing some music from the 60s and 70s. So I hope you enjoy it. It all will be revealed as we progress through the show. But before we do, I have got some business at hand that I need to sort out, don't I? For all our loyal listeners out there, you are probably waiting for my secret word. So before I do, a big congratulations to Jill. She won our June Listen and Win competition yesterday. Jude announced it on her show yesterday. And Jill was lucky enough to win a $200 gift voucher to Buy Right. And that was proudly sponsored by O'Brien Electrical. So this month we have got an equally cool prize. You could win yourself a prize package worth $200. Yep, another $200 prize. And this time you can enjoy this down at the Yachties, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club. So Eurofusion Cafe has kindly donated a $100 gift voucher to enjoy at the cafe there. And boy, do they have some amazing meals down there, just gorgeous food. And that view and the whole thing is such a great place to catch up with friends, have a coffee, have some lunch, yeah, breakfast as well, because they're open, you know, early enough for that. So a $100 gift voucher there at the Eurofusion Cafe. And then after your meal, you can migrate over to the bar and enjoy some cool drinks. How cool is that? So all you need to do is text in the secret word for this show, for my show, together with your name and where you're listening in from. And you've got till 12 o'clock tonight to do that. This particular prize is running all the way through July, so until Friday the 31st of July. And the winner will be announced on the Check-In with Sally show on Tuesday, August the 4th. So listen closely, Bowen. This is a great prize. I wouldn't mind it because I think you could probably enjoy it over a couple of visits, don't you think? I don't think you could eat $100 worth of food in one sitting. It just depends on how many people you bring. Anyway. All right, are you ready? I'm going to make it a bit different today. I'm going to give you some, some clues as to why. I'll tell you what the word is, but up front I'll just give you a few clues, see if you know what it is. So this word today is, it generally refers to something that is difficult to do, requiring skill and careful attention. And that's when you apply this word to completing a task. And likewise, if you apply it to a person, it can mean someone who is deceptive and likely to cheat. Now, see, I didn't know that this word could mean that as well. But anyway, I'm going to tell you, it's tricky. T-R-I-C-K-Y, tricky. That's a secret word. So make sure you text that in to 0484-510-152. Did anyone else know that you could call someone tricky? They're tricky. I didn't think that meant that they were deceptive or likely to cheat and sly. There you go. Do you know anyone that's tricky? A few come to mind. But anyway, on that note, we might get on with some music. What do you reckon? And this first one is, you'll know it, the Bee Gees.
Now never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Promise not to tell. Oh, oh, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh,
Just tuned in. You have tuned in to the What's Happening in Bowen and with Sunday Show with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And I hope you're enjoying our trip back to the 70s, well, 60s and 70s, actually. Yeah, I have to say, like, you just realise how much of an influence the people around you have in terms of the music you listen to, right? Growing up, maybe your older siblings had a bit of bit to do with what you were listening to. I know my big sister did. She was a big fan of Fleetwood Mac, and I'd hear that while she was playing it wherever she was. I can't actually remember where she was playing it because, I mean, our houses back then were quite small, weren't they? Like, if someone was playing some music, everyone would hear it, right? Yeah. And friends, as you grow older, they'd introduce you to other music, your parents. Yeah. So let me know who influenced your taste in music, or was it just a group of people? Would love to know. 0484 510 152. Anyway, I've got to get going and tell you exactly what is happening around town, right? Yes. So I do say this quite almost every show, but, you know, it's for those people who have just arrived in town, newbies, and for those of you who have not got such a good memory like myself. So I do repeat things a bit, but always worthwhile. So if you're looking for maybe a hobby or something to connect with and meet people and maybe widen your skill set, learn something new, heaps to do in Bowen, like, for example, the Bowen Woodies Club. Now, It does sound like a very male type of activity, but guess what? There are a stack of females that actually go there as well. So if you're a female that wants to try woodworking, get on down there. They're a great bunch of people. They do a lot of charity work around Christmas and throughout the year. So they're down at the Bowen Showgrounds. They meet every Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. down at their shed. So great place to do stuff there and learn new skills. Why not? I think, yeah, it's a great place. And what else have we got? The Bowen Sewing Group. It's a it's the Bowen's Quilters and Needlecraft Group, and they have regular weekly sessions to engage in the fun hobby, and it includes workshops with experienced ladies who enjoy sharing their knowledge, voluntary sewing for various charity groups. They do that as well, so you can find them down at the Holy Trinity Anglican Church Hall on the corner of Gordon Street and Herbert Street every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. How cool is that? Then there's the Bowen Lapidary Club. They do a lot of fun stuff down there. I know they go on some amazing field trips. I keep saying I wouldn't mind going to one of those because I do have to say I love rocks. Yes, like all very – I've got a bit of a rock collection happening at home. I love crystals just the way – it's incredible how nature – creates these things, isn't it? Like, people marvel at diamonds, but I tell you what, there are so many other more beautiful stones than diamonds. They are so much more interesting and so much variation, and yeah, love it. So yeah, maybe you try that. They're located on the corner of Mountain Up Road and the Esplanade, right next to the skate park, and they're open every second Wednesday at night from 6:30 till 8:30 p.m. and then Tuesdays and Sundays from 9 till 3 p.m. So yeah, another great thing that you could do. Then there's the Bowen Pottery Club. They do a lot of wonderful stuff. They've got a new location down at the old Surf Life Saving Club, actually very close to the Bowen Lapidary Club. And I believe they still meet every Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday, Saturday from 9 till 12. Lots of wonderful people down there, all happy to teach you how to make pottery. And, of course, last but not least, the Bowen Art Society. I belong to that. It's a great place to hang out and explore your artistic and creative slant. Why not? What else are you going to do sometimes hanging around at home? Yeah, head on down, 20 William Street. It's open Wednesdays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And their art exhibition is coming up very, very soon. It's in August. Friday the 21st is the opening night event. It's free this year, so make sure you attend. And then the exhibition runs from Saturday the 22nd all the way through to Wednesday the 26th of August. And again, it's being held up at Flagstaff Hill. What a great venue for that. Go up, have some dinner, go to the opening night event, or go up and have some coffee and then have a stroll around all the beautiful pieces of artwork. Only happens once a year, and don't miss out. I'm hoping to get the mayor and deputy mayor attending again this year. They're always great value, great people, and they're always supporting stuff around Bowen. So yeah, keep that night free, because we've also got Sam Roberts performing again, so that'll be a great night. Okay, other stuff you can get up to around Bowen. If you're more into exercise, there's the park run that happens every Saturday morning. I've been seeing a lot happening there on Facebook. They get so many people. It's so cool. They are well liked, and happens every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. down. They meet at the Ethel Barker Park, which is opposite Murray's Bay Road. It's a 5K circuit, and you can either walk or run it. I know what I would be doing. I would be walking, not running. I'm not a big fan of running. It hurts. What does everyone else reckon? It hurts. Anyway, if you can run, good on you. Maybe we should work towards running. Yeah, maybe it's a thing that we do next year, one of our goals for next year. But anyway, all are welcome. Anyone under 12 is also welcome, but you need to have an adult with you. And make sure you've got the Park Run app happening, because you can get timed then and you can try and improve your personal best. Yes, there you have it. And the Heart Foundation, they also have, bi-weekly walks. They have got they meet up, at Hanson Park Car Park every Tuesday afternoon at 4, and then again on Thursday afternoons at the front beach near the jetty, again at 4. All pages are welcome, and it's a great way to get fit and have a laugh. So if you're really into health, you could do all three, Tuesday, Thursday, and then Saturday. That's a pretty good exercise regime, I think. And for the kiddies, well, for everyone actually, if you've got a, if you've got some good balance and roller skates, you could head down to the roller skating rink. Now, I believe it's happening now on a Friday afternoon. I'll need to check that out. But anyway, great place. It's open air skating. Like, what's not to like about that? Skating under the stars. Oh, I tell you what, a lot of skating rinks are indoors, but this one, it's great. Great, great time to go and skate, and how beautiful under the stars. I think it's lovely. And you know what? If you're looking for other stuff to do, there's stacks to do around Bowen. Like, even if you want to volunteer, lots of volunteer groups that need help. Even if you're here for, you know, a few months, any bit helps. Every bit helps. So if you are interested, get in contact with me here, and I can give you some phone numbers and some ideas on how you can volunteer and help the community. So, yeah, nothing like volunteering, I say. Now, I just wanted to say a big hello to, we've had a few people texting in this morning, a big hello to Jude Kay. Hey, Jude. Kerry. Hi, Kerry. And Robert. Hello to the three of you. Plus Chip. G'day, hope you've been well, and I think we've got a newbie here, Pearl. Good on you, Pearl. Lovely that you're listening, and I hope you're enjoying the show. But thank you, and you're all in for the chance to win a massive prize this month. It's a $200 prize package, and it includes a $100 gift voucher that you can enjoy at the Eurofusion Cafe. That's been kindly donated by them, the cafe. And then another $100 gift voucher from the yacht club itself, from the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club, where you can enjoy that at the bar, have a refreshing drink after you have a meal down there. It's a pretty good prize. I love it. Plus, of course, you get a Gem FM merch pack worth $50, just over $50. And this prize runs all the way through July and will be drawn on Sally's show, The Check-In, on Tuesday, August 4th. So you need the secret word, right? Just in case you haven't heard it, it's tricky. T-R-I-C-K-Y. Tricky. And I read out what the definition was earlier. And I know everyone, I guess, knows that tricky means something that's difficult to do, or, you know, need a bit of skill to do it. But I rarely use it or apply it to describing a person. Does anyone else, I guess, that term tricky dicky, right? Yeah. Anyway, tricky is someone who is deceptive and likely to cheat. Wow. That's awful. So, yeah, deceptive or sly. There's another one, a nice word there, sly, isn't it? Or likely to cheat. There you go. That person's a bit tricky. Mmm. Anyway, that's a secret word. Text it in to 0484 510 152. Would love to hear from you. Yeah, any comments, let me know. All right, hope you're enjoying the music. I've got some more pretty cool songs up next. This is Shocking Blue, Venus.
As long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Bye. like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David, oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world.
What's happening in Bowen and with Sunday Show with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And who else loves that song by the Beatles, Across the Universe? I think it's my favourite. I don't know. It's a very calming song. I don't know. I mean, they've got so many songs, but you could say all of them are your favourites, but I always tend to play that one whenever I do some Beatles songs. What do you tend to play of the Beatles all the time? Do you have a favourite? I'd love to know. Am I the only one that keeps playing the same stuff? Don't know. But before that, the Beach Boys, God Only Knows. The Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? And Shocking Blue, Venus. Yeah. Well, I hope you're enjoying it. I'm really, you know, these are songs that probably weren't as prominent, but sort of were playing in the background of my life. And now when you hear them, brings up all sorts of warm and fuzzy feelings. Yeah, music is like that, isn't it? It's an incredible stimulus, I think. But you can count on Gem FM to bring that sort of stuff to you. We've got some really cool music here, Gem FM. A lot of the older stuff, not so much of the newer stuff. But stacks of shows that bring you different types of music. So, yeah, we've got a few new shows starting next week. And, yeah, that'll be fun. I'll tell you a bit, well, we'll tell you a bit more about them as they approach. But Some of the current programs we have is the check-in with Sally, and that's on the first Tuesday of every month. Now, I believe, well, Sally was meant to be on next week because that's the first Tuesday of the month, yes. But I think because we're on school holidays, we won't be doing it that week. So it might be the following week. I've just got to check with Sally, but always a great show. We always cover some interesting subjects and things that can really affect you. So some of the topics we've covered are grief, relationships, all sorts of things. So again, if you have a topic that you would like Sally to cover off on, if it's something that resonates with you, especially now or at this point, please let me know. I can pass that on to Sally and we can cover it on her show next. So, yeah, another great show on Wednesday afternoon is the Wednesday Afternoon Show with Donna. Her music is way relaxing and very, very cool. You'll hear versions of songs that you've never heard before. Songs covered the way you've never heard them before covered. Very cool songs and sometimes some great guests. So not every show, but always some cool people that she talks to. So that's on Wednesday afternoons from 2 till 4. Great show. Then, of course, following that show from 5 till 7 is Country Rocks with Roxy. That's my show. And I try to bring you all the traditional country music. Not that much into the modern type of music. This week I covered an artist called Connie Cato. She was pretty cool. Like, I've never heard of her, but has that traditional sound. Pretty cool. And then At the Crossroads with Willie T from 7 till 9. Now, next week, Willie T will not be on, but Lynn will be filling in again because guess what it is next week? It is State of Origin. So he will be busy watching that. It's going to be a big game because, of course, conveniently, each the Blues and the Maroons have each won a game. So this will be the decider. I think it's always more exciting when there's a decider. I myself think that. Willie T doesn't care. He thinks it's great all the time. But anyway, so Lynn, lock it in. We're back on next Wednesday. Okay. Now, I've got some other stuff that I need to tell you about. I know, I talk a lot, don't I? But tomorrow, there's a Monster Scent sale happening at the Wongaratta Bowls Club down in Maroona Street. Starts at 1:30. Admission is $5 and it includes an afternoon tea and a lucky door prize. So that's pretty cool. Tomorrow, Saturday the 4th at 1:30 p.m. at the Wongaratta Bowls Club. Admission is $5. And don't forget, the Wongaratta Bowls Club, they've got cool winter bingo every Friday morning from 9:30 a.m. And this happens all the way through to the end of September. And the bingo, it's got bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles, lucky tickets, and this is fantastic, free morning tea. Why wouldn't you head on down there? I think it's just worth going down for the morning tea. They always have pretty special stuff there. Yes, anyway. Hey, the other thing that is going to be coming up pretty soon and quickly, it always comes up quickly, it'll be here before you know it, I keep telling everyone, it's the Whitsunday Airy Beach Festival of Music from the 6th of November to the 8th of November. And I had Butto on a couple of weeks ago to tell us a bit more about it. He'll be back on the show this month to tell us any updates. But there are 60 acts across 15 different venues. And the main stage is at the Sailing Club. So they've got some pretty cool acts like Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors, Conrad Sewell, Nathan Cavalieri, Luke O'Shea, and a whole stack more. including Xavier Rudd, Mental as Anything, The Whitlams, and others. So it's a great atmosphere. There are short queues, I guess, as opposed to long queues at other festivals. And it's all about enjoying the music. So, you know, you can bounce around different acts. If you, you get bored by one, you can move on. So lots happening. And it's a great place to party in a tropical paradise. Yes, great thing. And, you know, Bowen, I know it's an hour drive down there. So maybe just go down, check out who's playing and go down for the day. Why not? We need to support our local events, and this one is worth supporting, the Airlie Beach Festival of Music. Now, the other thing that's happening next Saturday, the 11th of July, is the PCYC Bowen Open Day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you can meet the team, explore the facilities, and discover the programs and activities available at PCYC Bowen. I mentioned a few before, but there are a stack of other things. And guess what? You can enter a raffle for a chance to win a signed North Queensland Toyota Cowboys jersey or a Brisbane Broncos supporters pack. So tickets are on sale right now at reception. So if you can't wait and you need to buy a whole stack just to make sure you win, go down there now and buy your tickets. And other activities on the day, of course, there will be the sausage sizzle, a little inactive display and playtime, gymnastics display with Kim. There will be an outdoor playground. The squash courts will be open, pickleball. There'll be demonstrations of pickleball and tennis, table tennis. And this is all happening down at the PCYC in Bowen on Saturday the 11th, which is next Saturday. It's almost, that will mean we're halfway, almost halfway through July. I'm telling you, the months are going as quickly as weeks. So don't miss out. All right, we might keep going with, I'll have more info on what's happening with live music in our next break from the music. Hope you're enjoying the music. This is some more of the Bee Gees. I've got a message to you.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come on, walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the phone. Then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone. And I gotta let her know just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through.
picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky.
You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And this is What's Happening in Bowen and the Whitsundays with me, Roxy. That was a bit of the Beatles with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And before that, Fleetwood Mac, Albatross. Like, I'm not sure what that song was. It wasn't what I was expecting. It was instrumental only. So... yeah, not a big fan of that one. And the Bee Gees, I've got to get a message to you. Now, I had a bit of a text from Paddy and Deb. And, guys, I've had a look through our library. You were after a song by the Beatles, Getting Better. And guess what? We don't have it in our library. Can you believe that? Yes, but, yeah, the song we were looking for is Getting Better by the Beatles, and it was released on their landmark 1967 album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and features the famous chorus line, "I've got to admit it's getting better, a little better all the time." So, you know what, guys, I will get this for next week. Hopefully I can... grab it and put it in our library. They have got so many songs, Beatles. I mean, we've got a few. Like, we've got, well, I guess I'm just looking at our thing now. There are 118 songs we have of the Beatles, but I believe there are many, many more. So Yep. If we don't have it, we'll get it on there. So, sorry, guys. Next week, you'll have to listen in then. But thank you for listening in, letting me know, and make sure you text in the secret word, which is, for today, tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y. And all you need to do is text that in to 0484-510-152 and you go into the draw for a chance to win a prize package worth $200, and that includes a $100 voucher kindly donated to us by the Eurofusion Cafe to enjoy at the cafe there, and then a $100 drinks voucher at the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club, which is the bar right next door to the Eurofusion Cafe. How cool is that? You can spend a whole afternoon there, have lunch, and then move over to the bar area and enjoy a couple of drinks. It's not bad. Some refreshing drinks. Watch all the boats sailing past. Watch some of the entertainment happening there. Great, wonderful prize. So make sure you text that word in, tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y, for a chance to win that. Okay, so what else is happening around town? There's quite a bit of live stuff happening, so let's get on with it. So at the Grand View tonight, which is the 3rd of July, there's DJ night that starts at 9:30 and goes on till the wee hours of the morning. So if you feel the need to do a bit of boogieing dancing, head on down there, because always great music to be had there. Tomorrow night, Zed Charles Band is performing. That's Saturday the 4th, and I'm pretty sure they start at 9 o'clock as well. And then on Sunday the 5th, Knight Johnston is performing. So there's entertainment happening there all 3 days over the weekend, so that's pretty cool. Then we've got at the Horseshoe Bay Cafe tomorrow, Saturday the 4th, Benjamin Clocks is playing from 5 till 8 p.m. So what a great place to go and have some food and some live entertainment. Very, very cool. And as I mentioned, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club, they have got some great entertainment on this weekend on Sunday. Croggy is playing. Now, if you've been there recently, he's a new talent that has appeared, and he is a very, very entertaining, very funny as well. I just got to read what how he describes himself. He's a born entertainer. His repertoire ranges from self-penned yarns and fun songs, heartfelt ballads, to campfire faves, and is a dead set party belters. So head on down there. He's a real character, very entertaining, and yeah. That's at the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club. And as I mentioned, the Eurofusion Cafe is open from, I think it's 8 in the morning. Well, from 7 actually, from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m. And then you can slowly transition over to the bar for the entertainment. There's your afternoon sorted. And if you're thinking about how to sort out your morning, Sunday morning, head on down to the markets. And that's at Hanson Park from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. every Sunday. And what a lot of fun that is. We were there last weekend. What, I love going to the markets. I know you always meet some pretty cool and interesting people. So we'll be there again towards the end of this month. So make sure you head on down when we are. I'll let you know ahead of time when we'll be there. And, yeah, come and say hi. But otherwise, lots of great food, lots of great stalls, lots of things to do. And even if you don't want to do anything, it's a great place just to sit and watch people. That's one of my favourite things to do. Sit and watch. Mm-hmm. Okay, we might keep going with some more music. Yep, let me know if you have any other requests. I'd be more than happy to include. It has to be in this region, like in this sort of time frame, though, hey, because we're in that mood at the moment, aren't we? The 60s and 70s. So, yeah, let me know. Here's a bit more of the Bee Gees, If I Can't Have You.
My love. follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep or mountains so high it can keep me away from my love.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to you.
You're listening to What's Happening in Bowen and the Whitsundays with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And what a long song that was. Hey Jude, is it always that long? I don't recall. It was like 6 minutes and 39 seconds. I can't recall. It must have been one of those long versions. Because all their songs are usually sitting there around the 2 to 3 minute mark. So that's it. Went on forever, that one, didn't it? So, Hey Jude, the Beatles, Petula Clark, I Will Follow Him, and Bee Gees, If I Can't Have You. Classics. Hope you're enjoying my walk back to the 60s and 70s show today. Cool songs. Maybe they weren't always front of mind, but they're playing in the background like they did for me. So just a reminder, my secret word for today is tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y. And all you need to do is text that into our number here, our mobile, which is 0484-510-152, together with your name and where you're listening in from, because we're sticky bigs and we like to know where our listeners are tuning in from. No, that's not true. It's just interesting for me because, and for everyone else really, are most of our listeners from Bowen, or are people tuning in from elsewhere around the region? We'd just love to know. And you've got till 12 o'clock tonight to text in. And what a great prize package to win this month. It's a $200 prize package, and it includes a $100 voucher that's been kindly donated to us by the Eurofusion Cafe to enjoy at the cafe, plus a $100 drinks voucher, which has been kindly donated by our sponsors, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club. And you can enjoy that voucher at the bar. So how convenient is that? Have some lunch or some brekkie and then move over to the bar and have a refreshing drink while you listen to some music, live music. It's all happening there. So make sure you enter, because next month you could be enjoying that amazing prize. Plus you get a Gem FM merch pack. So make sure you get that word in, tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y, tricky. And like I was saying, I'm going to start using that word when I describe people. They're a bit tricky. Yeah, because it's describing them as deceptive and likely to cheat, and they're sly. Yeah, who else is like me? I've never used tricky to describe a person, only a situation. Anyway, would love to hear from you. My number here is 0484-510-152. Okay. Hey, I just wanted to make mention of stuff that the Bowen Community Centre does, and I know if Steph was here today, she would mention this stuff, so I'm going to do it for her. They have got the op shop happening here in town, and they are amazing. They're located in 40 Gregory Street, at 40 Gregory Street. They're open Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And what's great about this particular op shop is that every dollar that is spent there stays in the town, stays in Bowen. And the difference that this op shop has made to Bowen, it has helped so many other clubs and people, students that are going away to study. So it's quite an incredible place, and we need to support it. So make sure you visit that as part of your adventure in checking out all the op shops around town. There are a few, but make sure you include the Bowen Community Op Shop as well. They're located at 40 Gregory Street. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about is the Bowen Community Food Bank. It's open every Tuesday from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Bowen Community Centre. It's located along Gregory Street again. But it's really about helping all the families and seniors in need within our community. So if you can donate any, you know, non-perishable food, any cans, any coffee, anything that you can maybe a Ford for the month or the week, it would be greatly appreciated. And it helps so many people. The drop-off location is, again, at the Bowen Community Centre. And they're open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So head on down there with whatever you can afford, especially coffee. I just can't help but think of those people who can't afford to have a simple cup of coffee. That's massive. So if you can, maybe when it's on special, maybe grab a can or a little bottle and, bring it on down to the Bowen Community Centre. Everything helps. Even if you want to donate money as well, they would not turn that away. So keep in mind that when you are out shopping. All right, we might keep going with some more music. Are you enjoying the music? There's the other question. Yes, that was quite a selection. I have been doing the Bee Gees and the Beatles as a must this morning. Love those two. So here is some more. Well, actually, this is Fleetwood Mac. I used to play this on my guitar in grade 7. How cool is that? Don't Stop.
Stop. find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
To 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me, Roxy. What a classic Beatles song, hey? Let It Be. And again, they were amazing, the Beatles. I can't, yeah, not sure that there's ever been another band even close to them. And Jive Talking, the Bee Gees, and Don't Stop, Fleetwood Mac. Yes, I used to play that on my guitar. I was taught how to play the guitar by a Catholic nun where I went to school, St. Patrick's in Fortitude Valley in Brisbane. And we used to sit around in a little circle. Her name was Sister Mari. She was a beautiful lady, and she taught about five of us how to play the guitar. And to this day, that's how I learnt. No other, and you know, good on her. I can play a song right through with the simple chords that she taught us. Any other stories like that out there? Did a little nun at a Catholic school teach anyone there how to play the guitar or another instrument? I don't think we even paid for it. She was just kind enough to hold those classes for us. Yes. very warm memories back then. And thank you, Jude. That was lovely. I'm so glad you are enjoying today's music. I've enjoyed it as well. And yes, we can thank our older sisters for introducing us back to those. How much older was your sister? My sister is 4 years older than me, but it's a long time. Like, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually is. Like, we have very different views and opinions on stuff. What is that the same for you, Jude, or anyone out there? Do you find that you don't hold similar views? Like, if you're born closer together, are you more alike? Or if, like, four years between us is quite a huge gap? Yeah. Anyway, hey, I just wanted to mention some stuff that's happening in Airlie. They have the 1 hour parking limit in Airlie Beach Main Street. They have this thing, did you know, right? So I didn't know this, but the 1 hour parking limit in Airlie Beach Main Street only applies between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Outside of these hours, there are no changes to how parking operates. As council continues rolling out smart parking technology, it's a great time to familiarise yourself with how the system works. The biggest change isn't the parking rules themselves, it's that parking time limits are now monitored using vehicle licence plate recognition rather than manual patrols. The aim remains the same: improve parking turnover for local businesses, making it easier for visitors to find a park, and ensure everyone gets a fair opportunity to access our busiest areas. Well, I have to tell you, I went down there not so long ago and we went into that area and I was looking for the parking meters, and guess what? There were none. So now, obviously, I didn't get anything, but yeah, be careful, because I would have gotten caught now, because there's no other, well, I couldn't see any other signs anywhere. So make sure if you are going down there, too early. Thank God we don't have any parking issues here, do we? There's no parking to pay. Yes, good old Bowen. Yeah, we don't want to move out of Bowen, that's for sure. But there you go. I just thought I'd share that with you because I would have nearly gotten caught. Yes. Hey, Jude, you just got back to me. Your sister's 6 years older. Okay, there must be quite a difference then with the way you two get on. Is that right? Anyway, I look forward to what you tell me. We're going to listen to a bit more music, and it'll be very soon. It'll be time for me to go. Don't forget, my secret word for this show today is tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y. And, make sure you text that in to 0484-510-152 together with your name and where you're listening in from, where you live. You've got till 12 o'clock tonight to do that, and you go in to win a prize package worth $200, $100 voucher from the Eurofusion Cafe. You can go and enjoy that at the cafe, and another $100 drinks voucher that you can enjoy at the bar, and has been kindly donated by our sponsors, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club. So get texting, get busy, and you don't want to miss this prize. Okay, here's one that we haven't heard, Jay and the Americans, come a little bit closer.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way.
So When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong.
Listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me, Roxy. Thank you to everyone who has listened in today and sent in the secret word, which is tricky, T-R-I-C-K-Y. Just need to text that in to 0484 510 152 for a chance to win an amazing $200 prize package from the Queensland, North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club and Eurofusion Cafe. So make sure you do that. You've got till 12 o'clock tonight to do that. And Bowen, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Got heaps to do. There's lots of stuff you can do around town. Make sure you enjoy it. And I will see you next Wednesday for Country Rocks with Roxy from 5 till 7, and then again next week on Friday from 10 till 12 for What's Happening. And don't forget, I've got the mayor on next week. If you do have a question, please text it in. You can text it in any time. You may be going through the week and thinking, gee, I wish I'd put that in. Well, it's never too late. Text it in to 0484 510 152, and I will pass it on to the mayor for him to answer. So I hope you do have some questions. Anyway, Bowen, I'm off. Have a great weekend. Take care, and I'll be chatting to you soon. See ya.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, 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 we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, 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 you mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare. I can wait a moment more. Tell me, quando, 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 say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when. Yeah.
when I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed.
You want to hear 95.1 Gem FM.